Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, June 19th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, the effect of World Cup on stock trading and how good is it to have good credit? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
As the World Cup continues, analysts are focusing on the effect that the biggest sporting event on the planet has on stocks. In a peer-reviewed academic study that examined 1,100 matches over the years, one conclusion reached is that when a team loses a match, stock investors in that country tend to act irrationally. Look no further than what happened in Spain earlier this week following a humbling loss to the Netherlands in the first tournament match for the defending champion.
Monday of this week was the first day in which the market was open there in Spain, and sure enough, the market was down more than twice as much as the overall average European stock was.
That's Mark Hulbert of MarketWatch. He added that although losing can negatively affect the markets, winning does not have the opposite effect.
They didn't find that winning translated into the stock market having an above-average return in those countries on the day after.
One theory is that a win, especially in an elimination game, means that a team advances to the next round, while a loss means it is all over for that country. So losing teams' fans are likely to be more despondent than winning teams' fans will be exuberant. As we continue, is good credit good enough?
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
The higher your credit score, the lower your interest rate. So a good credit score means you pay less for money you borrow. But Adam Levin of Credit.com explains that good or good enough can mean different things to different lenders.
Most credit scores, including the FICO score and the latest version of VantageScore, are on a scale of 301 to 850. Within that range, there are different categories from bad to excellent. Here are the general ranges. Excellent is 750 or more. Good is 700 to 749. Fair is 650 to 699. Poor is 600 to 649. And bad is anything below 599. But these aren't set in stone because lenders often have their own definition of what's a good credit score. Some banks might approve applicants with credit scores of 680 or higher. Others that are more selective may only approve those of 750 or above. Still, others might be willing to offer credit to applicants with scores of 650, but they'll charge much higher interest rates. You can't assume your score is good because you've always paid your bills on time. Other factors contribute to your score, like the amount of available credit you're using, the age of your credit history, the mix of your credit accounts, and how frequently you apply for credit. The only way to know if you have a good score is to check. Come to sites like Credit.com for two free scores that are updated monthly and an explanation of why they are what they are. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.